Welcome to 5 Minute Friday, everybody, where we share our best tips and tricks to help you get just a little bit better every week. And this week, we are solving the biggest issue in the steel industry. Eddie, so you came in here, you started punching walls, throwing chairs, and you said, I solved it. I figured it out. What in the world are you talking about, man?
Well, A, none of that happened. And two, I'm talking about RTU frames.
I was scared for my life, everybody.
RTU frames, biggest problem in the steel industry.
I feel like I need to spit on the floor just because you mentioned this.
I think if you are in steel, this is something that most fabricators, project managers, detailers can resonate with.
The wound is still raw. I haven't been that far away from ABSI for very long, man.
It is raw, man. This is a topic of great angst. And the reason for it is because not having the information when you need the information. So, yeah.
Dive into it a little bit more. Like, why is it the biggest problem?
A little bit about that. Because of the way we award a project, because you need, you know, site work first, followed by concrete, then the steel goes up, framing starts, you know, you got a general process, and putting in the mechanical systems doesn't come until later in that process. You generally don't have your contract awarded to the AC guy until a little further down the road, which means you're really not quite on board trying to get a bunch of information out of that person. Deal is, steel's going up.
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a point in time where you have to drop these, what we call them RTU frames. It's just the steel that acts as a small support around the deck opening where a rooftop unit drops down. So you've got these big AC units that drop down on a roof, big commercial units drop down on a roof. Well, you got to reinforce those with steel. The steel has to be the right size, because if it's not the right size, then it won't fit the curb and it won't support like the ductwork that's coming down out of the bottom of it and or out of the side and penetrating the roof in another place. Deal is, that has to be had before the deck's on. So you can't just like come back easily and shove these things up underneath the deck. And when you try to do that, the steel erectors get really kind of uppity about it because they don't like doing that because it's a pain. So we are constantly on all over the general contractors, like day one. It's RFI number one. The problem is—
Please locate RTU frames.
Yeah, and fan frames and drain frames and anything else that you need support for that's going down through the roof. And this is like, I'm just using this as an example. It's a coordinating problem, which is something that we hit a lot, but it's not having the foresight to know this system touches that one. Mm-hmm. It's easy to see the concrete touches the steel. So I need to coordinate those two systems together. It's harder to have the wherewithal to remember that the mechanical controls some steel and that I have to ask this sub to place that sub's work.
Yeah.
This happens also in like steel coordination with elevators. This happens also in steel coordination with curtain walls. RTUs are just an example of that. There are a number of places in projects where one sub controls the placement of the work of another. And in those instances, if those subs are in different spots in the sequence, one sub might be ready to go and really need something, while the other sub is not ready to go yet or hasn't even been awarded, doesn't have a signed contract in hand, and might not feel comfortable giving a lot of his time or effort to the process yet. So the deal is, as a coordinator, as a project manager, say for a general contractor, you have to get out in front. You have to have the wherewithal to know and to think through how many different systems touch this system.
Mm-hmm.
What controls the placement of this work? This is when we see sneak through the cracks. And again, collective groan from the steel industry when you mention RTU frames. There are even proprietary systems that are out there to try to make these adjustable, but it's just, oh, they suck.
This reminds me of, so we went through Financial Peace with Dave Ramsey and all that stuff like a couple years ago, and he talked about Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And how everybody's like shocked that Christmas is here. They're like, I can't believe it's here. It's like, it's the same time every year. I can't believe it's here. I'm like, well, you could plan for it. This is your warning. Christmas is coming.
Next year.
Yeah.
In December.
The same thing is true for this, is that you know if you're building something, you're going to have this stuff to coordinate. So make a checklist item right now to look into it. Because you're going to make your fabricator a really happy camper if you can get out in front of this and show them that you're being proactive in it. It's the throw up your hands. Well, I can't believe that we didn't pick that stuff up. Well, it's not been coordinated at all. So Christmas is coming, y'all. Be prepared.
Having a simple pre-detailing meeting for us is the way to kind of circumvent this from being a problem. And I would say with any other trade, just having a quick sit down on the front end with whatever sub it is, because we're dealing with it just from in kind of division five.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this has to proliferate out into many different facets. Just sitting down with a sub and asking the simple question, what stings you on a regular basis?
Yeah. What are your pain points?
What gets in your way and becomes a pinch point on a regular basis? And if they say, oh man, this is always a pain in the neck, see if it occurs on your project and try not to make that a pain in the neck for them. It's probably going to change order later, and you're going to be happy that you asked that simple 5-minute question.
And doing frequent check-ins with them to keep asking that question, because new things will pop up. Or, oh yeah, I forgot. This other thing also stings us. So trying to do frequent check-ins with them is a very helpful process as well.
That's right.
Well, there you go. We just solved the biggest issue in the steel industry. Boom. Done.
Have a good Friday.
Can we have a check now for like $1 million for saving people time? I don't...
Just save you a change order.
Yeah, we send you a change order.
We'll take 1% of it, all of them.
I mean, of all the change orders that you've saved money on. Y'all have a good Friday. Catch you later. Hey guys, thanks for joining us for 5-Minute Friday this week. If you haven't already, please make sure that you drop us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us out a ton. And also, if you haven't already, share it with a friend, because that word of mouth really helps our show grow in a great way. Hope you have a great weekend. Catch you later.